Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating immediate medical needs. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway in Carbondale.
Good morning. Here is your WSIU Almanac for December the 2nd. A big day for passenger air travel. Today in 1969, Boeing received its airworthiness certificate from the FAA for its brand new long-haul wide-body 747 jumbo jet. And in 1930, on this day, President Hoover went before Congress and asked for $150 million for a big public works program to get our country out of the Great Depression. Locally in Mount Vernon, the Lifeboat Alliance nonprofit could use some volunteers to help with their mission of helping the homeless weather life's storms. And for more information about Mount Vernon's Lifeboat Alliance, call Jenny at 618-244-4088. And now for our Friday astronomy feature, here is Cheryl Ernst of the Astronomical Society of Southern Illinois.
December brings the longest nights, the most brilliant constellations, and some of the clearest skies of the entire year. Orion, the great hunter, is above the eastern horizon by mid-evening. The autumn and winter Milky Way arches high overhead from west to east. The great square of the winged horse Pegasus lies high in the south as twilight fades and brings zigzag pattern of Cassiopeia, the queen, is almost directly overhead by the 8 o'clock hour. The moon skirts the red planet on the nights of December 4th and 5th. A few nights later, on December 9th, Venus and Mars form a large triangle toward the south with the bright but lonely orange giant star Fomalhaut.
And that's your WSIU Almanac. Enjoy this first weekend of December. Good Friday morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. In 1988, on this day, the funny parody The Naked Gun, featuring Leslie Nielsen, opened in theaters. Locally in Carbondale on December the 11th, that's a Sunday, the 12th annual Southern Illinois Alternative Gift Fair takes place at the Carbondale Civic Center starting at 2 p.m. And many, many local nonprofits will be there, including Free Again Wildlife Rehab, For Kids' Sake, the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale, Keep Carbondale Beautiful, the Friends of Giant City State Park, and quite a few others. In Harrisburg, this year's Lights Parade is set for Thursday, December the 8th. The evening will include the city courtyard as the central meeting place where you can gather and hear Christmas music and warm up with Chamber of Commerce provided hot chocolate. The parade itself will start at 6 p.m. Illinois 13 will be closed from Jackson Street to US 45 for the Harrisburg Parade. The Lions Club and the Harrisburg Fire Department are organizing this year's parade. If you're looking for the holiday spirit, Southeastern Illinois College in Harrisburg presents White Christmas today and tomorrow. And here is SIC Music Director Corey Garman talking about this Irving Berlin classic.
They will be treated to some of Irving Berlin's best music. You know, this is 1950s, Andrews Sisters-esque, that really close harmony, some terrific music coming out of this show, and terrific costuming as well. The students are really excited, as are we, to be putting this show together. So when you come out, I mean, it's just 100% feel-good Christmas.
And that's your WSIU Almanac for this second day of December. Have a good day and a great weekend.